Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. But right back to the front lines of history in the making. Some bad history is being made right now by Ted Cruz, Senator of Texas. And I'll tell you what he's been up to, and I'll tell you what I think the solution is and why it has not been put into effect. This is amazing, but, you know, Biden was elected president, and he was sworn in on January 20th. For noon on January 20th, he was president. Trump was toast. Trump got out of town that morning. And Air Force One, when he still controlled it, landed him in Florida, and then he was toast. Off he went. So Biden went about appointing ambassadors in all the countries around the world. Ambassadors are very important. There are presence, the face of the United States in these countries. Some of them are plums, although they're essential. Our partners in the EU, obviously to Britain, France, Italy, Germany, Scandinavian countries, Spain, the Balkan countries, then up around the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Slovakia, Poland, all essential, but also in Africa, in Asia, in South America, and some of them are very dangerous. Some of them, they just take career diplomats and put them in. Some of them are what are called unaccompanied tours, where you can't bring your family with you. It's so dangerous. Some of them, you tell your driver, take a different route to the office every day and a different route home, and you have a guard around your house. It's essential that America have our ambassadors out there. Ted Cruz has stopped the confirmation of 59 ambassadors. 59. There's been one ambassador sworn in, new one appointed by Trump, since January 20, and it's to Mexico. A fellow named Salazar, former senator. And the only reason Cruz let that one in is because there's a large Latino population in Texas, and they think if he wouldn't confirm a U.S. ambassador to Mexico, they'd be kind of angry about that. So he confirmed that one. He let that go through. It only takes a majority vote. They can't filibuster it. Otherwise, they'd filibuster everything Biden did, just like Voss and the Republicans in Wisconsin won't confirm most of Evers' cabinet appointments. The other day, they confirmed a couple, but, you know, they've waited years. Remember, Voss and the rest of them won't confirm anybody in the DNR, so that Fred Prehn, who's for Forever Chemicals, for killing pregnant wolves by out-of-state wolf groups, he can continue to stay in there and do his mischief. Well, Cruz is doing the same thing with much higher stakes in the U.S. Senate. All they have to do, and this is a sad thing about the Senate rules, it's not a filibuster. He just has to raise his pinky and go, I'm concerned. I want to think about this. I want to study it. And he is holding up our appointments. He's hurting our foreign policy really badly. Because what you have is, you have people who, you know, who are acting, career civil servants there, but they are not given the same esteem and they're not given the same attention that an ambassador is. A lot of these, you know, in some place like Britain or France, Spain, Italy, Germany, you know, they realize the game and they will pay attention to whoever is designated in the interim. But in a lot of places in Asia and Africa, in South America, it's all about face. one of the reasons that Barack Obama appointed Carolyn Kennedy ambassador to Japan is the daughter of John F. Kennedy, an iconic president. The Japanese saw that as a sign of great respect. Great respect. So you have to keep that in mind. Cruz is deliberately hurting the United States. Now, how is he getting away with it? Why hasn't something been done about it? It can't be filibustered. Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster for cabinet appointments and Supreme Court appointments. So therefore, the Republicans, when they're in the minority, they're on the receiving end of that. And ambassadors are part of the things that don't require, that can't be filibustered. But what they do is they invoke a Senate rule. The Senate rule says that any senator can lift his pinky and the reclining velvet couch he's on in his toga with somebody feeding grapes in his mouth, go, I am nervous. I'm nervous. It shuts it all down. He just pulls a lever and the gears stop. Did you know that? On anything. But on this thing, if Schumer pressed it, the rules would go, Cruz would go, okay, I want hearings, a lot of hearings. Chew up days and days and days. What? Infrastructure? Afghanistan? I mean, you know, debt limit? No, put that aside and argue about the ambassador to Luxembourg, who happens to be, perhaps, Tom Barrett, mayor of Milwaukee at some point. There's 59 of them. He's doing this with 59 of them. Now, what I don't understand, these are Senate rules. These rules have been going on since the 19th century because senators have a very high opinion of themselves. Most of them are lazier than hell. Most of them are not the smartest bears in the woods, and most of them wouldn't get high-level jobs if they were out in the private sector market. Most of them are low-grade egomaniacs walking around, and they like the adulation. And they like occasionally doing this kind of stuff. Why should we permit that? Why shouldn't the rule be, if somebody is concerned about a piece of legislation or a bill or an ambassador or a judge or anything like that, they shouldn't get to go, I raise my pinky from this couch where I'm reclining being fed grapes and go, all right, don't do it. Well, I think about it. At the very least, why not say a majority of senators would have to say that? Or 25 senators, or at least two senators. How about more than one senator? How about more than one psychopath? How about that? How about that? Well, one thing not widely known is that the majority can change the rules if they want. Majority can just go, okay, we are going to now vote on a change in the rules. Moscow Mitch would say, okay, I filibuster that. They'd say, okay, we override the filibuster on that one. Too bad, so sad. And the rule now is it takes 30 senators to delay it, or 40, or 15, or 25. Okay, just that. And that would shaft the whole thing. But they're not doing that. And it isn't just Manchin or Sinema. None of them are doing that. Have you heard of any senator? I mean, even our senator, Tammy Baldwin. Have you heard of Amy Klobuchar doing that? Obviously, Republicans don't do it because it's a corrupt party. How about Kirsten Gillibrand? How about any of them giving a speech, even mentioning this? They go, oh, well, Cruz doesn't want ambassadors. Okay. Hey, what do you think fighting Bob La Follette would have done? What do you think Bill Proxmire would have done? Hey, guys. Wake up. What a lot of them did is they stuck a knife in Al Franken and got him out of the Senate and replaced him with somebody no one's ever heard of. Doesn't, you know, very passive. They just mouth pieties. I'm tired of mouthing pieties. Where is the aggression? Where's the aggression in our party? Where is it? No, Cruz, this guy is not going to get to shut down our foreign policy. He's not going to get to shut down 59 senators. The Chinese know what's going on. The Ruskies know what's going on. Jihadists know what's going on. Africa know what's going on. All of Asia, all of South America. And it's a club. It's a country club. The Senate's a country club. And they like to tickle each other under the chin with a turkey feather as they walk around and praise each other and speak languidly and wave their pinkies. I'm tired of it. I'm getting carried away. Getting carried away. Lines are still open. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This time I'm going to take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.